Where you have your first couple of games under your belt, my buddy, my other league so far, Darren?
I think it's great. I think it's big crowds, good players, good managers. Every point is definitely a prisoner in this league. There's no doubt about that. There's no games where you're getting into thinking this will be an easier one or they're gimmies or anything like that. I think where we're at the moment is it's a really competitive league, and up to now we're enjoying every minute of it.
Going on now to Fitz Waterford on Friday night. They're coming on with the same record as yourself. They'll be hoping they grab 3 points at the Brandywell. You'll be hoping to stop them. You know, what's your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, listen, we've been watching Waterford now in their last two games. They're a really, really well organised team, really structured team. Their concepts have probably been slightly different over the two games, home to Shelburne and away to Sligo. So regardless, it'll be a hugely difficult task, but as we keep talking about, it's about what we do. We know where their strengths lie, and we have to be very conscious of that. And then we have to try and look at areas where we feel we can break them down and try and get some kind of success, and that's what we've been working on.
Yeah, that deadline day with Kevin Holt, Philly, you've been looking for the last few months. Even when you were at Larne, you were interested in him, so glad to get this one finally over the line.
Yeah, he's a top player, he's a top person. As I said, that they're very specific people that we want to bring to this football club now moving forward, and it's more than just being a good player. And I think Kevin ticks all those boxes. He's integrated this week and he's seamlessly moved into this squad like he's been here for a long time. And we just want to wish him the best now, and hopefully he goes on the pitch and delivers.
And finally for me, you've spoke to supporters club this week. How important is it to engage with them?
Massive for me. Massive to what we want to do. We want to embed ourselves in Derry City Football Club. We want to spend time with the supporters, and good and bad. This is not going to be plain sailing, and we know that. And we'll need the supporters through the tough times as well as hopefully the good times. And we want to have a very open conversation with them, which we did. We want to have a working relationship with them, which we're hoping to build, and great credit to them. Friday night, they were unbelievable, and that they had that place rocking.